spend time working on the language or reading books or just encouraging ourselves in the Lord. And so those things were a blessing too, even through the loneliness that sometimes we experienced. And another challenge was cooking, because we did eat a lot of beef rather than the camel and the goat, because the camel and the goat is kind of, it's tough and it's difficult to work with, and so we had a lot of beef. But if we wanted ground beef, I had to grind it, so that it was just a lot of extra preparation. And you can imagine in a 100 degree plus kitchen, those were challenging days. And there were some days where I was like, honey, I don't think we're going to cook. I think we'll have tomato sandwiches today. So, but and Brenton was very, very helpful. And he even has learned to cook some things too. He would make biscuits. And yeah, so it was really good for us. And it is more healthy, right, to cook from scratch. And even though it was more work, and with the limited supplies that we had, sometimes I had to improvise, and that definitely broadened my cooking abilities. And so I thank the Lord for that. And another challenge, though, was that the place we were was so very, very poor. And as a result of that, they had very poor health care. And so that was something that was kind of always a concern, something we always had to keep an eye on was our health, because we had to diagnose and evaluate and treat a lot of times, you know, according to what was going on. And yet, I think about all those challenges, and yet I think about how much God provided for us in all of the many, many ways. And I couldn't take the time tonight to tell you all the ways God provided for us, a vehicle, a place to live. I think about the days that were so very, very hot and we didn't have enough power. There wasn't enough power in our town to run our air conditioner. We just had an air conditioner in our bedroom and in Marianne's room. And in Marianne's room, it would run at night. So that was good for her. But our room, it just didn't work. And the Lord provided, on May 1st, the Lord provided an electrician to come in. And we asked him about it, and he got to looking, and he was able to hook it up. I don't even understand all this, but he was able to hook it up to a different circuit, and it began to work. And it turned out that May was the hottest month of the entire year. And I just praise the Lord that we were able to have that air conditioning at night to be able to get a good night's rest, to be able to regroup a little bit. We looked forward to the evening so much, and to regroup and get ready for the next hot day that was sure to come the next day. And then I think, too, of the medical attention. The Lord was so good to allow us to be very healthy, really, while we were there. Marianne was healthy the entire time except for one instance. And for that instance, the Lord provided a flight. We actually had to take a flight out of Agadez to a town in the southern part of our country. And there we went to a mission hospital. And there the Lord provided an American surgeon to take care of a little abscess that Marianne had, and took care of the finances, gave us an English-speaking American to work with, and just a very smooth and quick recovery. And I just think back on that, and I think that is just the Lord's mercy and His grace, taking care of us, knowing exactly what we needed. And I think about all the prayers and the encouragement we received, the things we would get in the mail and the emails we would get, and even phone calls from the States of people saying, hey, we're praying for you, we're thinking of you. And, you know, I just think about the fact that the Lord knows exactly where we are, no matter if it's way out, isolated in the Sahara Desert. He knows where we are, and He takes care of us. He takes care of His children, and He is such a good God and a mighty God that we serve.